It is 7 o'clock as folks are waking up in Florida this morning. Let's get the latest on what's happening. Hurricane Milton hitting the state late yesterday. Eric's got your headlines for you this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. The sun is up on Central Florida, and we're getting a closer look at the devastation from Hurricane Milton. Power is out to millions. The flooding is devastating. There's been loss of life, but officials have not yet been able to calculate how many have died. A New Jersey assemblyman learning firsthand the dangers of home invasion and car theft. Paul Kenitra says thieves broke into the home his family's staying in Hazlet, grabbed the key fob to his BMW, stole the car, and sped off. The car still had his state assembly license plates on it. You already know New Jersey has the highest property taxes in the nation, but how much of that goes to local schools? In 2023, in New Jersey, all counties collected over $33 billion. On average, 52% went to local schools. New Jersey's roadways a lot more deadly this year compared to last, on pace to record more fatal crashes than last year. So far, police have recorded over 500 road fatalities as a result of 478 deadly crashes. Stay tuned to the Town Square New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Our big weather story for today, below normal temperatures. This looks to be our coolest day since mid-May. It will be mostly sunny and dry, but also breezy and cool. High temperature this afternoon only reaching about 61 degrees. Tonight will be clear and calm, low 43. In the middle of the Pine Barrens, we could reach the 30s. We could see some patchy frost around. More sunshine for tomorrow, high 67, back into the 70s this weekend. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
All right, thank